Every year we've got new people in Colorado, in the Denver area, many of whom come from someplace back east where water just seems very abundant. And we always like to point out to them that this is the desert. Well, semi-arid, right? With us is Travis Thompson from the Denver Water Department. And May 1st is coming right up, which means what?
Yep, May 1st is day one of our annual summer water use rules.
And are there restrictions this year?
You know, there's no special restrictions, as we saw the last couple of years with our drought response. But that doesn't mean that conservation isn't what we're looking for. Really, whether we are in a drought or not, conservation is not a drought response. In fact, conservation needs to be a way of life for all of us here in Colorado.
And we are pretty good in good shape this year with the reservoirs full. There was a pretty good snowpack. I guess starting with the rains in September is when things started looking pretty good for this year.
Right. Our customers did an amazing job last year answering our call for our drought response to use even less than they would normally. That in addition to the rains, and we have really good snowpack this year, we are in a great position. So we are looking for our typical, you know, smart water use rules this year, which help really facilitate customers so that they're not out there wasting water.
Yeah, one of the things that I like to pay attention to is obviously the forecast a lot, because the worst, it's always interesting that you can set your sprinklers, right? And they tell you, you want to do so many minutes per zone, all that kind of stuff, and you can forget about it. But really, you can save a lot of water, you know, helps you on your bill. And if you just pay attention to the weather patterns, if you've got a streak of, 4 days, 3 days in a row where you're getting drenched, you can turn that sprinkler off and just leave it off for a week maybe.
Definitely. Mother Nature is your friend. So yeah. We get a good rainstorm, go ahead and cut out that one watering day that right. week. Really, having a yard takes attention. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just at the very beginning of the year turn on your sprinkler system and go through the rest of the year. It takes constant adjustments. It also takes maintenance. I mean, a lot of times a head may get clipped with a lawnmower. You may not realize it, and you need to go out there and fix it. So you really have to pay attention throughout the year. And as you pointed out, Mother Nature is probably the best way to go about that. We have smart irrigation controllers now. Technology is really, really advanced. And there's rain sensors that you can hook up to it. It rains, goes ahead, and it shuts off the water for you and kind of saves you that extra day.
I didn't know that. That's good.
This is, since the drought in 2002, Denver water consumers have become much more aware of conservation. They're doing fairly well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, our water use, even though there's been some growth in this area since that time, our water use is down by about 20%. So
wow.
Customers are doing a great job of responding, and we just want to make sure that we're doing what we can to help facilitate more practices that will help increase conservation. And, you know, these water use rules that we have every year, they really help with that. We also have rebate programs, and we have a ton of programs. So by going to our website at denverwater.org, you can find a whole list of tips and tools and resources to help you save even more water.
One more thing, they're going to have water savers out in the field. These are people that are, going up and knocking on doors if it's raining and saying, hello, you don't need your sprinkler on?
Yeah, you know, we have many ways of working with our customers, and especially to get our message out. You know, partnering with great radio stations like Huvo here, we're able to reach this audience. We also have bill stuffers. We also will use our Use Only What You Need campaign, which mm-hmm. is very popular around town, to kind of get that message out. But one of the greatest assets that we have is actual water savers. These are friendly faces out in the public, out in the community, that if you have a question and you see them come by, you can go ahead and flag them down, ask them a question. Wow. They're also kind of help be that extra eyes out in the field. A lot of times if we have a power outage, it may reset your irrigation timer, and you may be at work, and it may be going off at noon, and you don't even know it. And water savers, you know, if they see that, they can go ahead and let you know. So a lot of times when we're reaching out to customers, it's not because they're in trouble. It's just we want to work with them. And most of the times we realize they didn't even know about a certain rule, or they didn't realize that they had a broken head that was spraying water onto mm-hmm. the street. And they're very appreciative of us helping them out, make sure that they're not wasting water or money.
Yeah, sometimes you'll drive through a neighborhood in where they have what they call common areas, where there's grass that doesn't really belong to any one neighbor, and you'll see the sprinklers just roaring. and you know, and it's raining at the same time, that's a little more difficult to kind of turn off because it's set somewhere else. But for the most part, if each one of us does what we're supposed to do, which is pay attention, half of us just saying being aware, so to speak. I like what you brought up about the power outage, because many times you don't think about it. You think about resetting the clocks in your house. You forget about the sprinklers. And in a lot of ways, you're wondering, you know, why the sprinkler never turned off or why it never turned on, either way.
We live in a very dry state, that is. And so even if this year is really good, none of that's going to translate into next year, is it, Travis?
Right. We never know when that next dry period or how long that next dry period is going to last, which is why, as I stated earlier, conservation really is not a drought response. It has to be a way of life here for all of us.
Travis Thompson is with Denver Water. We appreciate the reminder that May 1st is when we begin water rules that say to you, water and use only what you need, as they say at Denver Water. Thank you, Travis.
Thank you.